I'd like to start this sermon by asking a question of us. If somebody was to ask you, what's the cost of your salvation? What would be your answer? What's the cost of your salvation? We'll talk about that later. I just want to get through this and then we can answer the question. But in your mind, just think about that for a minute. Because a lot of time when we try to simplify answering a question or we emphasize something about answering a question, we shortchange the answer. I'll tell you what I mean. Most times that question is asked, people will say, salvation is free. I'll prove it. In one of our hymns here, in 226, about to the work, the first verse of the song didn't mention what I'm talking about, but the second verse goes like this. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In his life and his banner, our glory shall be, while we herald the tidings, salvation is free. The next verse, the third verse, goes on, and at the end of it, before the chorus, it says, in the loud swelling chorus, salvation is free. Last verse, and we shout with the ransom, salvation is free. Is that true? Is there no cost to salvation? The scripture says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation is not free. It is a free gift from God to the believer. It is given freely by God to us. But there is an enormous cost. You and I could not pay. So another song, I'll quote the chorus of another song now that I learned some time ago, but I don't think they sing this song anymore much. It says, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I'm singing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long, for Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. So that's the cost. Christ paid the debt. In Ephesians 1:7, and I'm probably just going to read the verse that I quote. You can read the ones before and after for context. In whom, talking about Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. I would venture to say, salvation is very costly. And the fact that you and I could not pay it doesn't mean it's free. It means we didn't have to pay. But that statement, salvation is free, leaves out the fact that Christ paid for it, that God had to suffer looking at his Son dying on a cross for mankind. And I wonder how we would feel if Christ was in a corner listening to us as we tell people salvation is free. And all of a sudden he comes up to us and say, what about what I paid for it? How would we feel that we've just minimized what he did to simplify a message that we're presenting to the public? For salvation to come to us, there has to be redemption. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We couldn't pay that wage. We can only accept the gift of God that gives us eternal life. Because if I have to die for my sin, you have to die for your sin, that's it. We're done. We're dead. Nothing left. But God sent his son in our stead to pay that penalty. How dare us say to somebody, salvation is free, without qualifying that it's free to us, but Christ had to pay a price for that salvation. I think that's this disservice to Jesus Christ to say salvation is free without explaining what you mean. Just saying salvation is free is not the total picture, it's not the full message. There is redemption. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, which is the death penalty. Christ gave his life a ransom for us. Redeem means to buy back. That's payment. That's a ransom. A ransom we couldn't pay. Our family couldn't pay. If I go into a restaurant and order food, eat that food, ready to pay and can't find my wallet, and the owner decide, okay, you can't pay, I'm going to let you go. Or if Stefan turn up and say, you know what, I'll pay that food. I couldn't leave there now and go and tell Larry, hey, I got free food. No, you didn't. Either the restaurant had to stand up cost, or Stefan or Larry, whoever comes, and paid for me. So it's not free. That's not an accurate statement. And we need clarity when we are delivering the message. We can't shortchange Jesus. We can't shortchange God. We just sang a while ago of God's faithfulness. How great is his faithfulness to us. And yet we're going to say salvation is free? No, it's never free. Let's go to a couple of scriptures. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So, yes, all have sinned, and all deserve the death penalty, but Jesus Christ was willing to come to die in our stead. And it cost God the Father a very high price. I would dare to say salvation is priceless. Salvation is costly. And even though you and I couldn't pay it, there was someone that was willing to pay that price, Jesus the Christ. Revelation 5:9. Again, you can read the verses before and after in your own time. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Verse 10. "And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Yes, Christ redeemed us. He paid the price of our ransom to reconcile us to God the Father, whom, as we read earlier, we were enemy of. We were enemies of God. We were hostile towards God. But God sent his Son in flesh, that he might condemn sin in the flesh, so that you and I can be saved, can have salvation, can have eternal life. Hebrews 9:12. I'm reading these texts to show that throughout Scripture, there's nothing in Scripture that says salvation is free. There are verses that says salvation is a gift. It says salvation is freely given, and the fact that it's a gift means it was given by somebody. God the Father. Who paid the price? Jesus Christ, his Son. And yes, God paid a price too, because he has to watch his Son bear our sin on the cross. And he could not do anything, because Jesus had to bear it all alone. And we're explaining to people, telling salvation is free. What? What about what Jesus did? Yes, you can use the phrase. Salvation is freely given by God through Jesus Christ. It has a high cost, but you and I can't pay it. We couldn't pay it. But Jesus Christ paid it all. We sing that song too. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. So don't contradict that with another song that says it is free. Because that's not clarity, it's not accurate, it's not what the Bible teaches. We just use this phrase because we're trying to simplify our answer. And we want to give people the impression, okay, you don't have to pay anything. This thing is free. I get that. But don't shortchange Jesus by saying it's free without qualifying. It's free to you, but Jesus Christ paid for it. Hebrews 9 and verse 12 again. "Neither," again, breaking into the thought, "neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Jesus Christ entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Think of when you read the Gospels and come to where Jesus had to be crucified. Think of all he went through. Having to carry a cross. Falling down how many times. And Simon of Cyrene had to come and help him with that cross. And then bringing your own cross and to be nailed on that cross. So that mankind, us, and the rest of mankind too, when they finally know what it cost him, he had to suffer. They whipped him. They placed a crown of thorn on his head. They mocked him. They spit on him. They do all manner of evil things against him while he was there. The Creator, God's own Son, on the cross. And he said, "Father, forgive them. For they really don't know what they're doing." And we dare to say, salvation is free. I think not. First Corinthians 6. First Corinthians 6. Let us not minimize what Christ did so that we can simplify a message. Let us emphasize what he did, because what he did was very important to our salvation. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Is salvation free? No. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:22. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not you the servants of men. Acts 20:28. Paul speaking to the elders before it, maybe one of his final message to them before he left. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he, Jesus Christ, had purchased with his own blood. Acts 20:28. Yeah. I'll read it again. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which we are, which he hath purchased. Yes. Christ purchased the church of God. Christ purchased us who are a part of the church of God with his own blood. So, the next time we have to answer the question, what is the cost of your salvation? Let us emphasize what Christ did, not what we did not pay. Let us not cheapen or minimize what our redemption cost him. Salvation is a free gift. Yes, it's a gift. And it implies that the giver paid for it, even though the one who receives it didn't have to pay, because it's a gift. Yes, salvation is freely given. Our salvation came at a very costly price, both for the Father and for Jesus Christ, his Son. The cost of salvation is far too high for any of us to pay. Too costly. Saying salvation is free gives the impression that there is no value to it. And as we try to simplify, sometimes we distort the message of salvation. And my final scripture is 1 Peter 1:18-19. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers." Verse 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Brethren, I submit to you that salvation is priceless. But because you and I don't pay for it, does not make it free. But the one who could pay for it, he did. With his life, with his death, with his resurrection. And so now you and I can rejoice in this salvation, though costly, but we didn't have to pay a cent. And we thank God and his Son for this.
Thank you, Don.